There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Natalie Lindo Taylor, not in the studio. I drive live today. Claire Sharrock is here, but we're going to head back out once again to see just where NLT is.
You're listening to Drive Live.
Broadcasting live from Middle East Electricity 2018. Energising the industry.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Hi Claire, hi Tim. I am at Middle East Electricity and we're talking all about trends. We've looked at some of the ways that energy and the power sector is changing. We've looked at some of the exhibitors here and I'm joined by Gurmeet Kaur. She's the Marketing and Communications Director of the Middle East Solar Energy Industry Association, MESIA. And thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Natalie. I'm very pleased to be here.
First of all, Gurmeet, today you've launched a new report. MESIA launched a report this afternoon here at Middle East Electricity, and you're here to tell us a bit more about it. And I guess for you guys, you're a non-profit organisation, and it's important that you bring this data together. So first of all, give us an overview of that report today, only released this afternoon. What were the main themes?
Thanks very much, Natalie. So this is a report that we produce every year. It's really a combination of input from our members, and we've got a huge number of members from various parts of the industry, from contractors to government authorities to suppliers, and obviously we welcome more members so we can improve on the products. And what it does is it covers various technologies such as photovoltaic or PV, CSP, which is concentrated solar power. We also had a section on rooftop solar developments, and this year we had new emerging technologies touching on electric vehicles and also storage. And there were a number of trends. We look at the past 12 months and then also the future pipeline.
Okay, so one of the big areas you looked at in this report is the energy transition here in the MENA region. And you've come up with something called the 5 Ds. These are sort of the principles that you have found are very important. Talk us through these 5 Ds.
Yeah, so these are, you know, what we called the 5 Ds of the energy transition in MENA. The first D is decarbonization. And basically what we're seeing is that more and more governments in this region are moving towards renewable energy and moving away from carbon-intensive technologies. So for last year, for example, in 2007, there were no gas-fired IPPs that were tendered. And in fact, the majority of the tenders were renewable energy projects. Mm. So that's one transition that we are seeing. The second one is what we're calling decentralization, and this is a movement from centralized utility power producers towards decentralized options, so where the consumers would actually generate their own power. You know, another trendy term is the word prosumers, where basically you're producing power and you're also the ultimate consumer. So there's a movement away from centralized energy, you know, more regionalized and more community-based development. The third one is decoupling. In the Middle East region, we often see power and water production combined. That's largely because a lot of the desalination plants are thermal-based. So one sort of trend we're seeing is with lower cost of solar and also lower cost of new technology in water and improvements in existing technologies such as reverse osmosis, more and more projects are being decoupled. Mm. So there's more standalone water projects that's coming up. The fourth one is digital, and this is quite interesting, as you can imagine. So the development of more smart meters, smart grids, and then also you have remote monitoring. As you can imagine, solar power plants are not as complex as conventional, and a lot of monitoring can be done remotely. And the last one I've already touched on, it's really distributed energy, mm. and this is where production, consumption happens at the same location. So the advent of the prosumers, and that's often rooftop solar, sometimes combined with battery storage.
And do you think people are getting more and more interested in becoming prosumers? So as you mentioned, the rooftop solar panels, do you think there is an ambition for people that live here that they want to reduce their costs and also maybe even offer some of it back to the national supply?
Yes, I think we are seeing more and more of that. I think this is largely kudos to the governments in this region that's implemented new regulations to enable this to happen. So Dubai, for example, has taken the lead in that by introducing new legislation at the end of 2014. So what that permitted people to do was actually put up rooftop solar panels and then produce their own power and actually export it back to the grid. That was a net metering scheme, so it wasn't like you get paid for the excess power, but you get a credit in your future bills. Mm. So this has kickstarted the market somewhat. What we're seeing is that it's more in the commercial and industrial sectors rather than residential. And I think that's because it makes sense for these sectors and also because of the tariffs. So, you know, across the region, the tariffs for power is still quite low, especially for residents. And that's because, you know, a lot of these tariffs are subsidized. So until we see removal of subsidies and we get a more cost-reflective tariff, it's probably going to remain more in the consumer and industrial sectors.
And just finally, you launched this report today. It's something you do annually. Why is it so significant that you're present here at one of the big industry events? Why is it so crucial that you launched the report today?
Well, as you know, Middle East Electricity is, of course, you know, an important event around this region. I think it's well attended. And obviously, we are a strong supporter of renewable energy and in particular solar. So we saw it very important to launch it at an industry event. And a lot of our members are here. And it's also the right time, the start of the year, pretty much to, you know, launch our predictions into this year. And we also have a nice list of upcoming projects, which, you know, our members and others are interested in.
Okay, so there you have it. We had an exclusive look there at the Messier Report, published here and revealed for the first time at Middle East Electricity. Our guest was Gurmeet Kaur. Gurmeet, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Gemi is the Marketing and Communications Director of the Middle East Solar Industry Association. Tim, stay with me. After 6 o'clock, I will have a bit more detail on what's happening here at Middle East Electricity, and I'll give you a little look at some of the things you can expect over the next 2 days.
You're listening to Drive Live.
Broadcasting live from Middle East Electricity 2018. Energizing the industry.
Only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.